Oh, yeah. And that was Kafela by Awa Kiwe by African Women Arise. That was, yeah, that slapped really good for a Wednesday afternoon. Or sorry, Wednesday morning. You're here with Cody. It's The Daily Show coming up to just after 11:15 now. And now we're going to do the sports segment with Marco. And unfortunately, we do not have the son available to us. I believe Nelson has probably taken it whilst he does other stuff today. So we're here with producer Marco now. Of course, we're reviewing the New South Wales Cup and maybe a little bit of soccer too. So, Marco, good morning.
Good morning, Cody. How are you?
Doing very well, thank you. So, yeah, it's a little toasty in the studio today, but we'll get there.
Yep.
Yeah. So, you've taken in the games this weekend. Which would you say would be the highlight or the most interesting game that shocked you over the weekend across the New South Wales Cup?
Well, finally, Newcastle finally won a game against Canterbury. That's the biggest upset in New South Wales Cup for the round.
Oh, wow. They actually got up.
Yeah, but they're still the bottom, though. But this is a good start for them. Conny Vatitor, the fullback for Newcastle Knights, converted 5-on-5, and he was the best player on the field to win the game, even though it was 12-all at halftime, and we came back to win 26-18.
Oh, wow. That's a pretty good comeback, I got to say, yeah.
Yep, it sure is.
Yeah. So tell us about the team then.
Well, Newcastle was so intense and it was very tight against Canterbury, as I mentioned before, 12-all at halftime. And I thought to myself, oh, can they win this game? Can they win this nitty-gritty game? And they did at home, finally.
Mm. Yeah. So the Knights are your boys, aren't they?
Yeah, Canterbury and the Roosters too, but it's better to beat the Dogs, who's above the ladder at the moment.
That must have been a struggle, but yeah, it's good to see the Knights get up.
Yeah, sure is. And hopefully next week, we've got South this week coming up. So if we beat South, we can go above them. So they could go on the bottom.
Yeah, you know, flogging the bunnies would be good for them, yeah. So they're currently 13th, I believe.
Yes, that's correct. Yep.
Yeah.
And Canterbury is 7th.
Awesome, awesome. And so if people want to tune in to the New South Wales Cup, where can they watch it?
Well, you can book the tickets on Ticketek, or you go to Bar TV, Bar TOS, iOS, or Google Play Store to install the apps as well, or watch it on the new NRL app as well for some highlights.
Awesome.
If you can't watch it.
Yeah. Well, that's the New South Wales Cup, but changing tacks a bit now to the NPL soccer. It was round 22 has just gone by. So what's been going on there? What was the game of the round for you?
Well, it was the old A-League club, but now it's a NPL club, Manconi Stallions, who could be back in the A-League by October. We'll wait and see. But they beat Sydney United FC, 58 FC, sorry, 2-0. And it makes them equal on goal points, but still got a lot of work to do for the goal difference. And they equal points with equal first at the moment.
Oh, that's great. So, tell us a bit more about the Stallions for people that might not be familiar with
them. Well, the Manconi Stallions back in the old A-League, which used to be called the Australian League, were really strong back in the day and with a lot of Italian group and from Fairfield and stuff like that, and then an old rich history club. And it's going to happen probably like in the A-League in October for this second division that's going to be occurring, along with Sydney United 58. That FC might be joining them too.
Oh.
And some other clubs as well, like Perth, Melbourne and Brisbane possibly.
Mm. No, excellent. And so how's Sydney United going at the moment anyway?
So Sydney United, even though they lost 2-0, they are still in good position, 6th place, while Manconi is 2nd. As I said before, need to get better with their goal difference, but equal points.
Mm, awesome, awesome. And, of course, if people want to tune in to the soccer here, how do they do it from the comfort of their
home? You can buy the tickets online, and for adults it's $15, concessions $10. For children and under would be for free.
Oh, that's great. You know, needs a bit of free entertainment and such in these times of ours, don't we? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, thank you for giving us that wrap, Marco. That was great. As he said, you know, you can tune in online and get some tickets and, you know, go out and support them. Thank you, Marco.
Thank you, Cody, for your time.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah, that was, of course, producer Marco with our, you know, semi-recurring sports segment here, going over the New South Wales Cup and, of course, the local soccer, you know, getting into them old school ethnic teams. It's great stuff, you know. Go give them some support. Go get a ticket and see a game, or, you know, watch it at home.